Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, it's Melissa, and welcome to Sixth Sense Sisters on Blog Talk Radio. Liza's calling in right now, and while I'm waiting for her to buzz in, I hope everyone has had a great week. Thanks for last week. It was kind of, you know, we had a big snowstorm here out east, and it was crazy. Oh, there's Liza. And but getting back from, we were in the Midwest. Hold on. Hey, Liza.
Hello, I'm here.
Hello. I was telling everyone that about the snowstorm last week out east and how I was stuck in the Midwest.
Oh, yes.
Remember that? But
yes.
So we had re-recorded the show. Anyway, but we finally got back to sleep and all is well. So how are you, Liza? What's going on?
Oh, fine. I'm just a little chilly right now.
It seems like every Sunday night when we are putting on, getting ready for our show, that Liza goes into her room, and gets ready, and turns on her heater because she's freezing. Because why? Because spirit is there. Tonight,
because people are visiting me. Yes.
And tonight we have Raymond.
Raymond, who goes by Ray. So if there's anybody out there that knows him, he is in his 30s. He's wearing a t-shirt and jeans. I see like a Scooby-Doo t-shirt. It's like a funny saying. So it's like a Shaggy or Scooby saying. But he keeps telling me that he goes by Ray, like Ray of Sunshine. Ha, 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 he says. So,
if anyone of
somebody's missing a Raymond,
oh my
he's here.
God. Yeah, if you've misplaced your Raymond, you can give us a call at 773-897-6118.
But that's
God,
not what the show is about tonight.
No, not at all. Tonight we're talking about psychic kids. We're going to do this again, people. We're going to talk about. If those who were listening in the past, the last time we tried to do this, the powers that be apparently did not want us to do this. I'm wondering if there had to be a shift that had to happen prior to us actually having the first of many shows that we will have about psychic children.
Yeah.
And but before
first,
we get into that,
yeah.
I went to the expo in the city. If you guys looked on our Facebook page and on Twitter, I popped up some videos of some really great that. So the year around Manhattan and the surrounding areas of New York City, they have this thing called the Awaken Wellness Fair. And that's awakenwellnessfair.com. Lots of businesses. And lots of readers, you know, like any psychic fair. They had a lot of different types of people. I got a bunch of cards and a bunch of really cool things. Like here's I'm going to throw out some names. Designed to Fit. Oh, this was Philomena. She's lovely. Designed to Fit, creating an online imprint for a small business and solopreneurs. Not entrepreneurs, but solopreneurs. I had a lovely chat with her, and she, you know, had a lot of great information, and I look forward to having more conversations with her. So shout out. If you want to get in touch with her, her website is webdesigntofit.com, webdesigntofit.com. So I found her to be super cool. But talk about the highlights. I had two major highlights. Well, three. One, if you saw the videos that I put on, was the first person I'm going to talk to is Corey and Tyler McEnroe. Tyler are our brothers. And they put out a book called I Am Love. And if you go to newearthconnect.com, you can see what it's about. There's they wrote this whole book about your like signs, more like astrology and numbers and how they work together. And it's a little different than what you're used to when you talk to like maybe an astrologer. But one of these weeks we were going to have Corey and Tyler on, possibly their mom too. She's lovely. To talk about how the book came about, what inspired them to write the book. It's the book in general is it's they call it the application of healing. In the efforts to unify humanity through a process of self-awakening, you will learn how to utilize the code to your soul energy system to better understand yourself and those around you. So the brothers have devised this system, and it just kind of happened. I think they were meant to do this. And we're able to write a book and publish it. And they really look forward to being on our show and talking to us. So that'll be really exciting. And Corey's fun and Tyler's sweet and their mom is great. So yay, Corey. Corey's crazy. He's the one with the long hair.
Surfer dude.
Yeah, that's Corey's new name. Surfer dude.
I'm calling him Surfer dude.
Exactly. He kind of is. He was in Cali for a while. Then my next highlight is this woman who made this really cool thing called the Happy Button. Liza,
the Happy Button?
Yes, this is right up our alley. www.thehappybutton.com. The Happy Button, this is really interesting. Our brains produce as many as 50,000 thoughts per day, and that's from like the National Science Foundation. 95% of our thoughts are unconscious, reflecting beliefs set by primitive early information. Many of the thoughts are repetitive and are often negative in that they were in our past and or future, worrying or ruminating about things that have happened. So repetitive negative thoughts are self-reinforcing and can limit your potential and affect actions and behavior. So, if you remember Pavlov, Pavlov's dogs, right? Horrible human, but it's an auditory Zen-like device for personal wellness and change. So it can be used simply for increasing your mindfulness in your daily life. But if you wear it, and let's say you're kind of stressing out, and you can choose. There's three different sounds you can choose from. And if you hit the button, you're going to hear like chimes three times. And it kind of brings you back down to your centered state. And her story is really interesting. I would love to. I'm going to give her a call, and I think we should have like a wellness night. Maybe that's what we should do, Liz.
Cool.
You want to do?
Totally.
We could do like a wellness night. We could have our own wellness fair on the radio.
On the radio, yeah, totally.
Right. It's not that expensive. I think they're like $15, but you wear it around your neck, and if you stress out, you hit a little button, and it brings your Zen right back down. It's really cool.
Yeah, I just looked it up. That's pretty cool.
Isn't that cool? So, yeah. Check it out, you guys. It's www.happybutton.com. She was definitely on the top three of my day. Then, finally, is William. And William sells these amazing travel mugs called Livin' Vessels. And they are amazing. They are handmade. They're all handmade. And this started in Taiwan. And he has brought it over to the States. He actually has a he's on Amazon. He might call in tonight, which would be nice. I would love for him to talk about them because I'm really taken with these. They're just gorgeous. There's tons of them. But what it actually does, it's a tourmaline series pottery, and it releases infrared and anions. And these function can reduce the molecule groups. In other words, it can help you with your alkaline. So it can even out the alkaline. But you can put anything in here. Like, for an instance, there was a flask. William was saying that it just makes everything taste different. And I, of course, said, will it make my vodka taste different? He said, it just might. I said, oh, I enjoy that. But if you want to find William, his website is www.livevessel.com. And he has a lot to offer. And there's a number of different mugs you can get. He has some with Swarovski crystals in them, which are really pretty. And then there's just not even just travel mugs, but there's regular mugs too with the gems on them. And just a bunch of different things. And I just think the concept is so amazing. So
that's cool.
So I was really excited by his stuff. And he's just got great energy. And shout out to Tessa. She has great energy. Love her. But it was a really good fair. And one of these days, we'll have our own little table there with all of our stuff.
Yes.
We will.
Did you already talk about your week?
Huh? Not really.
Did you talk about your week before I went
talked about
on,
this
before I
no.
couldn't come
storm.
On?
I know, right?
Gotcha.
We almost had a redo.
I know, exactly.
My week was fine. It was, you know, it was midterms week here for my son. So
okay.
That was great. So I'm in seventh grade all over again. Tomorrow is our math midterm. So hopefully that'll work. Yeah. But I think he'll be okay. So, you know, just doing my thing, laying low, teaching, singing.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
What was your week?
Cool.
Your week was good?
Cool. My week was good. It was pretty quiet. Been doing more painting, and I went to a paint night on Thursday night, which was fun.
Those were with your dogs, right?
Yeah, that was really fun.
Cool.
Had to cross a couple people over, help a couple people that needed help people crossing over. Yeah.
We should talk about our tag team.
Yeah, we had a tag team.
Crossover.
What day was that? It's one day last week. I got into work, and I work in a big building, and because I still have a corporate job. But anyways, one of my coworkers came up to me and he's like, "Hey, I gotta go, leave." And I'm like, "Okay." He's like, "I just want you to know that you're gonna be the only one here." And I'm like, "Oh, okay, that's fine. You know, I've been in the building by myself before." So I was sitting at my desk and kept hearing noises. Like, okay. So then I started hearing footsteps. I'm like, okay. So I stood up, you know, cause I'm in a cube setting. I stood up and I'm looking around. I'm like, hello, nobody.
Hello.
Like, hello. Yeah, exactly. Well then I heard somebody breathing and I'm like, okay. So at the same time, me and Missy are talking to each other and we're going back and forth. And so I send her a message and I'm like, "Hey, is there somebody here with me?" And she's like, "Yeah." And I'm like, "Okay, that's what I thought, you know." And we basically roundabout way, we tag teamed this guy crossing over. I don't know why he was there. I don't know what reasoning he was there for, but I think it was probably because because I was the only one there and it was more private, I guess, for him.
Maybe.
So, you know, he was very worried about his sister and And I said it was okay. And, you know, I'm audibly saying this stuff out loud. I mean, nobody, even if somebody was there, it wouldn't be a big deal anyways, because I, you know, talk to myself a lot anyways. But that's besides the point. Ha, ha, ha. But I was telling him, I'm like, it's okay. You know, your sister will be fine. Everything will be fine. Everybody will be happy. You know, you just need to do this. And so, yeah, it was pretty cool that we tag teamed that. That was awesome. So,
yeah. And he was comfortable.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because we were doing it together.
Yeah, he was.
Possibly.
You know, I mean, for some reason, I couldn't see him. And normally I can see them, and I could only hear him and feel him, but I couldn't see him. So, you know, I mean, sometimes I don't, you know, like we've talked before, sometimes you don't always see, sometimes you don't always hear, but you know, you have a knowing. So that was good that, you know, we tag team, because I needed your sight at that time to help me, you know, with him crossing over. So it's very
exactly.
cool.
Exactly. It was very cool.
I was very happy. Yes.
Because we're awesome.
Yes.
We're awesome and groovy.
So yeah.
I do think that William is going to call in a couple of minutes.
Okay.
But in the meantime, let's kind of lay out what we're going to talk about tonight.
Okay. Yeah.
We were talking about this, and Eliza's like, why don't we do our psychic kids? I said, you know what? That's a great idea.
Yeah.
And really, I want to say, I don't know, devote time to this, because I think we're both pretty passionate about children and,
no, and
the
we,
psychic.
Well, and we
and
might
helping.
Do... two episodes too, because if we don't
absolutely,
you know, get through all of this stuff, we can always do part two next week too. So,
absolutely, yeah. Even though it's Super Bowl Sunday,
right? Oh, is it really?
Gosh.
Oh,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, I don't care.
Yeah. I know. I know, but you know,
me
some
not
people
caring about the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's a big thing here.
Oh, doing my Sound of Music moment.
Thank you. Are your hills alive?
I don't really care if it's a
Super Bowl
Sunday. Oh.
Okay. Anyway. Yes, we're going to have our own musical. We don't know what it's called yet. I played Cards Against Humanity last night. Have you
oh my
that
gosh,
game?
I love it. I love that game. It's so bad,
and
but I love
it's
it.
So bad. And so one of course my card was coming to Broadway this season, blank, the musical.
Oh no.
I
what
can't
did you
even
put?
I no, that was my
you
question
can't.
To everyone else.
Oh, okay.
I can't even repeat the things that
wow.
I thought one of my cards, if I could have turned in a card, was Darth Vader, because I thought that would be funny. But
that
I could, you
funny.
Know, I can't turn in my own card, so anyway.
Sorry.
So anyway, look, something shiny.
Yeah, getting back to the Super Kids and how that we hear that they are going to change the world. So the kids that are between 0 and 5 right now are the ones that are predicted to basically turn everything around, turn the world around, turn, you know, all these situations and all this stuff going on and completely give it a 180, turn it completely around. So, you know, over the last 20 years, there have been reportings of dramatic changes in the children, mm-hmm. you know, from
yep.
teachers, child development specialists, parents. I mean, there's people all the time, you know, I'm constantly hearing people talk about their child and how they're like, my child just seems so wise beyond their years. You know, they don't
yep.
seem to talk or act like typical, you know, 6-year-olds or 7-year-olds. They just seem
yeah.
to know so much.
Right.
Exactly. You know, and these children grow up a lot faster, both physically and mentally.
Oh, yeah.
You know, a lot of them are talking about subjects and situations and problems that people are like, how do you know this stuff? You know, how do you, you know, how, where does this come from? You know, I mean, who did you hear this from? You know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you've probably seen, you know, most of these people probably seen them on YouTube or the TV, or you read children doing these amazing things like playing the piano at 2.
Right.
Or kids speaking multiple languages at 8.
You know what? There's actually a new show coming out. I think Ellen is producing it. But it's about these amazing children. I just saw it the other day. About amazing children who are like, you know, people in our society will call them savants or something. But they're just normal kids. But they just have this special gift. But exactly. It's exactly what you were saying.
Talented kids is what it's called.
Really? Is that what it's called? Talented kids.
Yeah, talented kids.
Right. Now, I think a lot of these kids that you're discussing right now, I think they're referred to in our brains as rainbow children. They come into our world, and they're at the height of, you know, this is, they're here to change. They're here to, they don't have to go any higher. It's almost like having an angel on earth, if you will, to help change the world and to make the shift of consciousness. And it's amazing to see them. I really think I have one in my theater class. She's 5 and she's adorable. I hate to interrupt our conversation, but I think we have William on the line. Can I shoot over?
Yeah, let's shoot him on. Let's put him on.
Hey, William. Welcome to Sixth Sense Sisters. It's Missy. How are you, honey?
Hey, Melissa. How are you?
Good. William, I'd like to introduce you to Liza.
Hi, William.
Hello, Liza. Hi,
I heard
Liza.
So much about you.
Oh, my God, you did? Good things,
yes,
I hope.
Yes, I did.
It was all the good stuff, honey.
Good stuff, of course. It was good.
I love your show. It's awesome. I'm going to listen all the time.
Oh, thank you so much. And tell all your friends.
Yeah, I definitely will.
Make Tessa listen, too.
I will. She would love to.
She would love to. We love Tessa. Eliza, you would love Tessa.
My God.
Yeah.
William, tell us about these magical things that you have.
These magical, lovely tumblers are one of
they're
masterpieces. They're quite masterpieces. They're all done by hand, and everything about them is special because each one of them is unique and not one is alike. So the amazing thing about them is that they're made from porcelain or clay, so they're eco-friendly, plus they have the ability to purify and alkalize your tap water.
That's awesome.
So, yes, and it's from the tourmaline anion technology. So every single one of the tumblers is infused with white tourmaline, and I'm sure you guys know about tourmaline, because tourmaline...
Yes. Talk to our listeners about white tourmaline if they don't know.
Yes.
So tell us about that.
Tourmaline in general, it just gives off negative ions and far infrared rays. Also, it's one of the only gemstones that has the same electromagnetic energy as the human cranial nerve. So it reacts with the water or any liquid that you put into it, eliminating chlorine and harmful bacteria, shrinking the subset groups into smaller molecular groups, making it better for your body and receiving hydration a lot easier.
And what changes have you seen since, I mean, you've been selling these for about a year, you said, I think, if I'm not.
Yeah.
Come about them? How did you find them?
So I stumbled upon this product actually in Tivana, the infamous Tivana that everyone loves. And I noticed this product a couple years ago, and they were marketing it in a way that the tourmaline actually just gives it extra shine. But in fact, you know how they market here. They were saying it falsely. And once they were purchased by Starbucks, they were bought out by Starbucks, they got rid of this product, this special product, because of the reason that they are a little bit on the higher price side, because they are all handmade, and plus the rarity of the gemstone that they use. So I was so intrigued by the style and what they meant to me that I sought out this company in Taiwan, and I asked them if I could represent them here because I was so passionate about the product and everything that they stood for.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah, when I saw the video of, she did the little video of it, and I'm watching it, I'm like, hello, I need one of those. How can I get them?
Everyone needs one.
You know what? That's the first thing she said to me, that like, oh, you were so cute, Missy. No. It was, I need one. She doesn't. It's not about me. It's about the travel mug. But let's be real, William.
Exactly.
We're totally cute.
Oh my God!
You're totally adorable.
Thank you.
Oh yeah. But you know, William, I did put it on Twitter. I wanted to let you know our video is on Twitter now.
You did? Awesome. Oh, perfect.
On
I'm
our
six. Share it.
Yeah, Six Sense Sisters on Twitter. So, follow us and then share it, because if we can get it out there, your product is amazing, and we can find you on. I'm going to put the link with. You want me to put your email up too?
Oh, that'd be awesome! Yeah, if you
Then you can also find William on Amazon.com. Correct?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
Cool.
Now, do we look specifically under Live Vessel, or how do we? What do we
you
look
can,
for?
You can search as Sarah Liven, or you can search by Live Vessel.
Okay. Okay. Cool. Yeah, it's
but
a really
good. If you go to my website, this is a shout out. You go to my website and you, right before checkout, you can enter promo code Sweetheart, no caps. The promo code for Valentine's Day, and you get 15% off any item.
Really?
Cool. Yeah.
Okay.
So perfect.
So you're buying me one for Valentine's Day?
Yeah, me
of
too.
Course. You bet.
Yeah. You know, William, you're buying us one for Valentine's Day. You're now our sweetheart. You can't get rid of us now. Of course you are.
Oh, you're both my sweethearts. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, we do have this special one that is embedded with a Swarovski crystal.
They're beautiful.
And it's ombre pink or ombre red.
Yeah.
Plus, it's personally inscribed in the lid, and it says, I love you.
Oh, really? Aww. I didn't see that.
Yeah. So those
cute.
Are in the front of the booth. Yeah, those we're doing a giveaway at the end of this week. So, yeah.
Really?
They're really beautiful. Yeah. So if you,
go ahead.
You can definitely enter if you send me your email, and I'm going to do a random drawing. So you could perhaps win.
Sweet. Tell her, tell everybody about the atomizer, which I found to be amazing.
Yes. So the atomizers, I don't have those on my website yet. I'm looking to expand and open a lifestyle tab for the fashion and beauty products, but the atomizers are amazing because if you put any type of toner or you make your own toner or perfume,
mm-hmm.
it alkalizes the water that is in that. So
Ooh.
It makes it
See,
better
Liza,
for
you want
absorption.
That too.
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I will definitely send you some pictures of those. Those are amazing. And
they're
lovely. Refillable. So you can reuse them over and over and over. You don't have to use plastic. You don't want anything to do with plastic.
Yeah.
So, no one needs that.
No one needs that.
Well, no.
Thank you. Thank you. And, you know,
thank
while
you.
We're talking, while I've got you on the line, William, do you know, are you intuitive? I think you are, but that's just me. Do you ever, when you were a kid? Yeah, I think like growing up, were you ever, because Liza, I think he is.
I think he's an empath.
I do too. But we do shows about empaths and stuff like that. But I just for this show, I wanted to get you on because I want to sell your products because I think it's amazing. And you're welcome, honey. And thank you so much for calling in. I know you must be tired.
Anytime.
You've had two full days of the wellness fair down in the city, and that's a lot of energy in that room for 2 days straight.
Mm-hmm.
So,
oh, yeah, but I got energy for you, Melly.
I know, honey. Thanks. Look at that. Oh, my gosh. I'm blushing. But we're going to keep going on with our show. If you want to keep listening, I can just throw you on the hold and you can listen away or whatever.
Yeah, I would love to. I definitely will.
Awesome.
Yes,
all right,
thank
cool.
you.
William, thank you
all
for
right,
calling
thank
in, honey.
You.
All right.
Thank you we'll for having me.
We'll post all your stuff.
Thank you so
my
much.
Pleasure.
Thank
our pleasure.
LiveZeppelin.com. Search me up.
Woohoo.
Yes.
Find them. Don't worry. Your email's going to blow up. Okay. I'm going to put you
up.
On hold.
All right.
How cute is he?
Oh, my gosh.
The,
he is so
product,
adorable.
He is. We have another call on hold. I just, I'm not sure. They might just be listening. And it's a 478 area code, if that rings a bell with any with you. Does it?
What? No, doesn't.
All right. Okay. So I wanted to get back to
Super Kids.
The Super Kids, and we were talking about Rainbow Children, and you know, and like Eliza was saying, ages 0 to 5, fearless.
They are.
And like, they've already hit their spiritual peak.
Right. I got to tell you the story of yesterday. I went to have lunch with a friend who, you know, as we've been kind of, you know, we've been going through. I've been going through my, I call it shit and shifts. And you know, she has been too. And so I'm like, I kind of, in the morning I, she popped in my head and I'm like, I was told that I needed to reach out to her. So I reached out to her and she's like, oh my God, she's like, we are so connected. I mean, like, how do you know these things? And I'm like, I just know. So I went out to lunch with her. So she's telling me about, I haven't seen her grandson. And first of all, I predicted her grandson. I predicted he was going to be born and when he was going to be born and his, the set, the gender, blah, 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 everything, you know? So he's a little over 1, 1.5. And this kid, she's telling me, is fearless. Like he will jump off of the ottoman from the couch, or she'll be like going around the corner to the stairs and he'll be at the top of the stairs and he will literally leap at her. Like he has no, he's fearless. He has no fear at all. Like he's just, he jumps off of things and he does these daredeviling things and he's like, oh, somebody will be there just to catch me. You know, I'm just like,
wow.
Oh my gosh, this kid is just like amazing. But anyway,
no fear.
I just had to put a shout out for that little guy. So
no,
he's
no,
awesome.
You know what?
I cannot wait till he's a teenager. I cannot wait to see him, what he's like as a teenager, because
oh,
he's
yeah.
just going to be a hoot.
That's awesome. I love it. I love
but
it.
But anyway,
I think my nephew might be a rainbow child. I really do, because he's all like all over the place and he is completely fearless. You know,
but these children are already coming. They're already coming. Already, they already have telepathy,
mm-hmm.
clairvoyance, precognizance, psychokinesis.
Mm-hmm.
They already have
yeah.
all these things, and they already know
they
what it
know.
Is. They already know all about it. They already know
yeah.
what's going on. They see it. They hear it. They feel it. They touch. You know, everything.
Everything.
So, yes.
And the beautiful thing is, it's second nature to them, and it's nothing
yes.
they're afraid of. It's just what
right.
they are and who they are, which is amazing
right.
to me. And I wish those children, which they will teach the older children who weren't part of this particular shift, but the younger ones will teach the older ones and help them and guide them, which is
right.
really cool.
Yes.
You know, they,
but
they,
I mean,
they,
you... go ahead. Oh, okay.
No.
Are you sure? Okay. I was just going to say that just, you know, for people out there listening that feel like they have one of these super kids, the best thing you can do for your child is just to listen without judgment.
Mm-hmm.
Let them know that there are other kids that have these experiences and it is okay. And that, you know, please don't force your child to do things, perform per se.
Yeah.
They're not trained monkeys. They're not circus performers. They're our children and they're our future. So just let them verbalize how they're feeling. Let them be themselves. Don't try to put them in a cookie cutter box. Don't,
exactly.
You know, cause this will only make things worse in the long run. You know, I mean, it's, that was something that was done to me. I mean, I was put in a box and I was told to stay in this box and I can't do anything that is outside of the norm of people's thinking, and I can't see the things that I see and I can't know the things that I know, so I have to stay in this box. And I stayed in a box for, my gosh, like, you know, 25 years I stayed in a box. And, you know, it was very hard for
sure.
me, you know. I mean, to so I can empathize with these children, you know, that I know what they're feeling and I know what they're going through because I was there. I was in the same boat with them. You know, I had those experiences. So it's just parents, just, you know, they're just let them be who they are and just listen. And if you don't understand or you can't, you can't comprehend it, then find somebody, you know, like me or Missy, you know, she's on the East Coast. I'm in the Midwest. You know, if people are listening, they're on the East Coast that have kids that are like, oh my God, I can't handle my kid. I don't know what to do. You know, Missy's there, you know, in Midwest here in Minnesota. Come on. I'm here. I can help your kids. You know, I would be so honored to help your kids and get through whatever transitions they need to get through, whatever shifts they need to go through, whatever they're experiencing, you know, I can help them get through it.
Well, yeah. I mean, and even in our own families, you know, it's what we do, you know. You know, my son is gifted and he has a lot of, he has many gifts, but I leave it up to him whether he wants to work on it or not. I leave it up to him. It scared him when he was small, what he would see and what he, because he sees things differently than me, and he shut it down for a while. But learning how to be in crowds for him, because he is an empath, being in crowds, learning how to protect himself, and that's an ongoing process that we have. I mean, and it's pretty normal in our house to say, "Hey, Mom, can you smudge my room?" You know, it's a normal conversation, and we don't say, "Oh, you can't say things like that," you know. And it's a good thing, you know, and I think he feels more comfortable, you know, with himself, and he is not comfortable, you know, talking to his friends about it because they don't believe in it or they don't understand. He's actually sitting across from me right now. He came in the room.
Hi.
Do you want to talk for a minute?
Hi, Jacob.
All right, everyone. Hold on a second. Hold on.
Hi, Liza.
Hey, Jacob, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. Well, you are on live. Do you have anything to tell our listeners right now about your experiences?
Well, when I was really little, I was seeing people in my room, and they were just staring at my fish. And one night I told my mom, and she just smugged my room and channeled the person out. It turns out that person was actually the owner before us of the house.
Oh, yes, I've seen him before.
And every now and then he comes back just to check up. He doesn't really scare me anymore, but it's just I'm also older. I mean, some guy that's pretty much shaped like I see them as a shadow shape. I don't see the actual body, but like for some how I just know like who they are or whatever, and I just like see the outline of them almost. And like one night when my mom was putting me to bed when I was like 5, I saw someone like literally cross my door, like someone passed by it, and I'm like, "Dad, was that you?" And he's like, "No, I'm down here." And I was like, "Oh," that was really like the first time I saw a spirit. Besides, you know, when I was little and talking to my dead aunt.
Very cool. Now, how does it feel when you're at school with other kids? Do you get overwhelmed? Do you get really emotional?
Honestly, it does depend on which day it is. Because, like, if everybody's taking the super hard test that, like, no one was prepared for because, like, it's super hard, I will get, like, stressed out and kind of sad. And I do have really sad and tired days. Sometimes I get really tired. And
you feel
it's usually
anxiety, right?
Yeah, and we're working on how to, like, ignore that more.
It's a process. I've been there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's cool. Well, thank you so much for sharing, honey.
No problem, Liza.
Do you have anything else to say?
I hope you like the show.
Of course they will.
Okay, here's my mom.
Okay, thank you.
You did great, buddy. Now go learn your lines.
Good for him. Good for you.
Oh,
high five.
I just love him. I heart him so much.
Oh, Liza hearts you so much. Oh, he's doing the Belieber heart thing. Oh, bad.
Aww.
No. Now he's posing. Oh my goodness. Anyway, let's talk about let's move on and talk about those crystal kids. Because, you know, you've got your rainbow children, which is what we were saying of the 0 to 5 group, right? Then you've got, you know, the crystal children. And what they notice about, like, the crystal children is actually a physical feature, and it's the size, basically, it's not the size, but the way they look at you and how they look way beyond their ears. They're like an
old
soul.
Like, this intense stare. Like, my niece, since she was born, my older niece, my sister's oldest daughter, since she's been born, she's fully a crystal child. But since she was born, I mean, she's got the biggest eyes, and every time she looks at you, it's like she's staring into your soul.
Oh, sure.
And I'd be like, stop doing that. Stop it.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
But she's totally a crystal child. Totally, 100%.
Does she accept it?
I don't think she realizes. I don't see her very often. It's kind of a different situation, but I don't see her very often. But a lot of the, I would say probably 90% of the characteristics of a crystal child are of her.
Yes, very
much.
Wow. Yeah. What else? You can say, you know, they're like, they're happy and they're forgiving and they're like the new, they call them the new light workers is what I've heard. And it's older kids, which could be anybody, but, you know, people who were born in the 70s, those would be an indigo child. I think you're an indigo, by the way, Liza.
Uh-huh.
Are you an indigo? You are.
Yeah, I'm an indigo. Yep.
Yeah. You know, and they share the characteristics of the crystal children. They're both obviously very sensitive and psychic, and, you know, they have really important life purposes. The difference is their temperament. Indigos have a warrior spirit, which is so you, Liza.
Yeah.
Because their collective purpose, you've got to mash down, get rid of the old systems that don't serve us anymore. Oh, my gosh, to a T. So, and that's the difference. So you've got the crystal child who's all happy, lovey, delightful. And then the warrior, I'm going to call you the warrior princess now.
The warrior princess.
You're like Xena. Your new name is Xena.
Oh, you're funny.
Oh, thanks. You know, but you've got determination. And you have determination, and it makes perfect sense to me. A lot of people who will resist, you know, how do I say this? Hold on, Jacob just gave you a title. What? Eliza the Warrior. Nice.
Eliza the Warrior.
A t-shirt will be coming out soon.
Nice.
The adults who resist the change, right? They don't understand indigos, and so they often will mislabel those people as people who have ADD, ADHD, and then sadly they are medicated. Which kind of stinks. However, they never are able to...
I was medicated when I was younger, yes.
Yeah. So they never really are able to let their gifts grow. So I'm just saying. But, you know, crystal children are very even-tempered and very calm, you know, whereas indigo children, not so much. But you know, the why are they called this? Why are they given these names? You know, and I believe, and if it, help me if I'm wrong, I believe they're called these names because of their aura colors. Is that? I think that's correct. Which would make sense, like indigo. That makes perfect sense for you. For you,
yeah.
Look at you. Well, yeah.
I mean, and they're, you know, like indigo children are the names given to them because they display, like, you know, amazing feats of intuition, intelligence
right.
beyond the years. You know, they have begun more of a common concept within their lexicon, within their, you know.
Right.
Their aura, their everything.
And you, yeah, it's... And, do you know indigo children have a fixation with rocks and crystals? I'm not kidding.
Yeah, you're fine.
Gee, I don't know anyone like that.
No, not at all.
And you know, you're right. My son just said, Daddy, you're absolutely right, Jacob. My husband has a fixation with rocks and crystals.
Mm-hmm.
He has an amazing collection. He's actually tumbling. He's just tumbling rocks in our basement right now.
Nice.
He's got beautiful crystals. But he's been collecting over the years. Collecting over the years, crystals and rocks and geodes. Oh, my. Yeah. Interesting. Interesting. But the rainbow, I want to go back to the rainbow children just seem to fascinate me. And maybe because they're, you know, like the new kid on the block. You know?
Yep.
And how can we, as intuitives and psychics and mediums, how can we help them? How can we, not only their parents and their families, but, you know, I think it's our responsibility, as you were saying before, our responsibility as what we do is to, you know, encourage and help them and guide them.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish we could find more places for kids to do that, to help grow their gifts, help them expand, help them be comfortable in their own skin, help them know that, you know, there are other kids like them, so they know that they're not alone. See, that's what I always felt when I was younger. I always felt like I knew a lot of people, but I never felt like I really fit in. I
yep.
always felt like I was always looking in on the from the window outside, always looking in. You know, and I still feel that today, but, you know, that's my own drama. But because of the not knowing and people not understanding, and, you know, if I said half of the stuff that was in my brain to other humans, they would run away. That's why I just tell you. But the...
Funny.
Yeah. It's just interesting, like the different levels of the kids, the different quote unquote titles they're given, you know, and the different aspects they have. But they're
yeah.
all here to change. And how will they change it? That's the path that we want to help the kids go down, that they will be able to help the shift that will happen. And it's going to be a pretty huge conscious shift. We were talking about that before, you know, and I just think,
you know, they,
yeah,
they need to put their, you know, I mean, we need to help them, you know, put these talents in perspective. We need to understand that, you know, they are talented, but we also need to help them, you know, learn, grow and develop these talents, you know, just like children taking a piano or an artist or an actor, or an athlete or dancer, you know, they have to develop,
right.
they have to grow, nurture these gifts. For them to be truly useful for them.
Yeah.
So us as the parents or the, you know, mentors or the adults need to help nurture these kids or need to have people in these children's lives that are going to help nurture these talents and these gifts. You know, you want to
exactly.
keep that communication open with your child. You want to keep a journal of the experiences. There's lots of simple games on the internet that you can
mm-hmm.
do that can help them. You know, I mean, have you ever just looked at your child and thought they're much older than their actual age?
Oh,
I mean,
all the time.
I've been saying that about my son for like since, yeah, I mean, he's totally an old soul. I mean, from the day before he was even born, I just knew. And it's like he's way beyond his years, and he acts way beyond his years. And he's, you know, he's a teenager right now, and he's going through the whole angst of, you know, teenagerdom or whatever you call that,
oh,
you know.
Sure.
So, I mean, he's just kind of going through the motions right now and the whole melancholiness and stuff. And that's exactly how I was. Oh, my gosh. I mean, like,
me
he's
too.
Like totally to a T. Just like, oh, my gosh.
Is he writing poetry? Because that's what I did. I wrote, like, really depressing poetry.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. His writing is just phenomenal. I mean, he's got the mind of, like, if you could take Dean Koontz and Stephen King and put them together, you have my son.
Wow.
So his writing is so beyond. And his poetry is so dark and mysterious. And his even a couple of his teachers even said, oh, my gosh, your writing is so scary. I can't read it at night because it'll freak me out. You know, so...
Wow. But you know, from that though, that's going to bring him success. I just saw that.
Exactly.
I just see that.
Exactly.
I just see that. Hey, you know, I want to give a shout out to our listeners. If you have a child who you think is, you know, a crystal, an indigo, rainbow, please give us a call. And if you're, you know, if you're not quite sure how to handle it, please give us a call at 773-897-6118, or if you've handled it, how have you done it? You know, because it's always a learning experience with us on our show. We're always here to give out information, to learn information. From everything we teach and we give, we always learn something, and it's pretty cool. So our number again is 773-897-6118. I also have the chat room open. If you don't wish to call and you know, talk with us on the line, I can, you know, I can just refer what, you know, you're saying here on our chat room. I will not give names, but I can throw a situation out. So, you know, growing up, it's almost like saying growing up psychic, growing up intuitive, growing up whatever. Yeah, I've got someone on our chat room who his mom has a son, and she said he is something. That's awesome. I love it. She thinks it's hard for him to be who he is, and he knows he's different, and that's okay.
Encourage him. Yes.
Encourage him. Please encourage him, and know that, it's okay to be different. He doesn't want to be the same as everybody else because that's so way boring. And I am 12 years old in my head. You know, and encourage why he feels different. You know, what are his thoughts? And it's okay. And it's actually getting that trust between you and your child that will help your relationship. It will deepen your relationship. You know, we all travel in the same soul circles. Liza and I have been together for many, many lives. We keep finding that out more and more and more. But, you know, it's funny. I have a friend who is a chiropractor, and he asked me just the other day, and he said, do you think we're in the same soul circle? And I said, yes, absolutely. And then another person that we both know, and he said, what about this person? I said, I don't think so. And he goes, yeah, that's the same thing I got. So it's really interesting who's in your soul circle. And I think a lot of times, you know, whether or not, like maybe with my son and I, maybe in another lifetime he was my father, or maybe in another, of course he's laughing at me right now, or maybe, you know, he was my mother. Oh, he's laughing.
I hear
too.
Him giggling.
Yeah, do you hear him?
Yeah, I hear him giggling.
Yeah. But what all I'm saying is, you know, support whatever, you know, your child is feeling.
Right.
Acknowledge, hold a sense of compassion for your kid, which I'm sure as a parent, everyone does. Don't, you know, it's to say, oh, you're crazy. Don't do that. Acknowledge it. Embrace it.
Well, yeah, and it's, you know, so many parents nowadays are more open to to this versus when me or you were younger. I mean, I was told that it was evil and it was bad and I need to get rid of it. And I'm like, how the hell do I get rid of something like this? You know, you don't.
No,
you know?
And I
so
was,
I was put in that box.
Right, you were put in that box. You know, I got the, oh, that's so silly.
Right.
But then what I come to find out was half of my mother's side of the family, you know, was clairvoyant. So, it definitely runs in the family.
You know, and I've come across many kids that have been saying, you know, 5 and even 10-year-olds that are saying that they don't want
to
be here, that they want
to
go home. What's their purpose here? Yeah,
right.
What's their purpose here? Why are they here? They hate it here. It's too dark and scary, and they think that they didn't sign up for this.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the ones that are a little bit older than the kids that are going to change the world. Mm-hmm. These are between, you know, the ones that are 6 and older, you know, in between that, you know, teenage stage, you know, they're just like, I don't want to be here. And I've literally heard kids say this, that come out of their mouths and say, I don't belong here. I'm not supposed to be here. Or, you know, they refer to people as, they don't refer to themselves as human. They say, well, these humans here, I don't like them. And it's like, what child says that? You know?
Yeah, seriously. I know, I agree
like,
completely.
you know, so, you know, if you're, you know, there's some things that you can ask yourselves, you know, some traits to watch for. If you're not quite sure, you know, is your child sensitive or gifted? Does he or she have an imagination? Are they creative? Are they or a right brain thinker? Does a child get a vibe of people, situations, or even total strangers? Is he or she affected by crowds or noisy places? Does he or she say they have been to a place before, even though they haven't? Do they have an imaginary friend, a playmate, or say they hear voices? Do they have a deep knowledge of their ancestors, and are they sure they're not sure how? Do they say they see ghosts? Do they have experienced noises, flashes of light, or other unexplained occurrences? Are they deeply attracted to animals or have a way with them? Can they see auras? Do they have vivid dreams? Do they understand the teachings of Jesus, Buddha, and the holy ones that aren't, and you're not sure how they know this information? Basically, if you answered yes to any of those questions, it's likely your child is, you know, has emerging psychic or spiritual gifts, you know, even a couple of those. I mean,
oh yeah.
The kids nowadays
are
just so amazing, are so talented. And, you know, some parents out there are stifling them and they're not using them to their full potential. And they're not understanding. And so, you know, they're putting them in those boxes and because they don't know how to handle them. So, again, you know, seek people out. If you have one of these kids and you're not sure, seek somebody out. Seek one of us, somebody else in your area. You know, they're everywhere. There's people out there that'll help these children, help your child. You know, help them develop these traits, develop these gifts, help nurture them and understand them and give you ways to help them as well.
And if you, you know, we'll just say, if you are on the East Coast, or it doesn't even matter if we're doing it by phone or whatever. But if you want an in-person thing, if you're in the New York City area, even, you know, Westchester, Rockland, wherever on the East Coast, you know, contact me. If you want one-on-one in the Midwest, in, you know, the Minnesota area, you know, contact Liza. And if you are elsewhere, contact us anyway. And we can always help you find a person. We can guide you to someone who can help you. We have contacts all over. And we are part of many different organizations, and we have a lot, you know, we got a lot of peeps. So we can help you any way. And please don't hesitate. You can private message us on Facebook. You can call us. You can call it. You can email us. There's so. Can I just share that the person who we were talking about before on our chat room, and she's from Minnesota, and she wrote it that way.
Oh.
Yay!
Yay!
So
Minnesota.
I highly recommend contacting. That was great. Contacting Liza. And
yeah.
Do some one-on-one work.
Yes,
you know,
certainly.
If your son wants to. We have a call on online. Can I bring him on?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, hold on a sec. Hi, welcome to Sixth Sense Sisters. This is Missy and Liza.
Hello.
Goodbye. Never mind, they dropped.
Oh, okay.
Sad face tear.
Oh, that's terrible.
Oh,
that's sad.
Oh, rejection.
I think what we should do too is maybe divide the four different types of children and kind of there's more than different kinds, but kind of take a couple of them at a time and kind of go over like exactly what an aqua child is, exactly what a crystal child is, what a rainbow,
right,
a star, an indigo, and just talk just about those so that our listeners can understand like, okay, well, maybe I have this type of child, or I want to listen to this because maybe that my child is this. And so they'll know ways and know different things to do to help benefit their child as well.
Right. And I think, you know, if we do, so this type of like our show tonight, it's going to be a multi-session show, multi-show thing. So we can break it down. And maybe we should do, you know, like 2 a month, or whatever. I've got another call. Yeah. And I'm wondering, you know, like, you know, if we continue for next week, if, you know, if we want to start with crystal children or work backwards, start with indigo and where it came from and, you know, who I want to say, quote unquote, who created it or how do we found out about it and that
right,
type of thing,
right.
And then go into the stuff about how
the stuff
about, you know, what they are and how, you know, how we can help them and how, what to look for, like you were saying, what to look for, what are the traits, and how these traits work together or work against each other. That was my hand smacking my hand, being dramatic. If you have any questions, concerns, please give us a call right now. We're going a little over tonight, but that's okay. This is an important, important thing for Liza and I. We really are passionate about the kids. So it's 773-897-6118. If you have a beautiful, gifted child, indigo, crystal, rainbow, ever, if you have a method as to what works for you, or if you're not quite sure how to help your child, please give us a call. If you don't feel comfortable calling us on the radio, you can contact us through our website, on Facebook with a private message, and one of us will be so happy to help you, or both of us. I mean, seriously,
mm-hmm.
We could do like a group thing.
Yeah, totally.
You know, we're available by Skype and things like that. So you know, we can help. But if you're looking for one-on-one, I'm on the East Coast. Liza's in Minnesota.
Minnesota.
And, you know, we want to help and we want to make it an easy transition for these kids. So, because I see so many struggle.
Yeah.
You know,
I do. I see them. I have, you know, I have a couple people that I work with, and, you know, they talk to me about their kids. And one of them, I just love her stories when she talks about her little guy, because he's just, oh my goodness, he's just so funny and hangs out with his guides and his angels, and, you know, and they all, kind of acknowledge it. And I keep telling her, I'm like, just keep, you know, just to keep acknowledging it and saying it's fine, it's okay. And, you know, like, you know, buckle him in the seatbelt, make sure he's buckled in and in the car and, you know, things like that. I said, you know, I mean, when kids say they have imaginary friends, they're not imaginary. They are their guides and angels. They are, or their loved ones that have passed on. I mean, they, you know, they see them. They know. So, I mean, don't belittle that. Don't joke about it, because it's serious to them, and they see them. They know that
right.
they're there, you know. So don't insist that they're not there. Don't tell a child that they're not seeing something when they clearly are seeing something. Because are you in their head? Are you behind their eyeballs? No.
Right.
So don't ever tell a child that they're not seeing what they're seeing.
Exactly, because you don't know.
Exactly.
You just don't know. We have a lot of people in our chat room right now. If you guys in the chat room want to ask any questions, I know, right? Well,
cool.
A lot, you know, next to zero. if you have any questions, usually it's just me and I talk to myself. So if you guys have any questions in our chat room, you know, type them in, let us know and see if we can help you out. Pretty soon we're going to close out. Because, you know, I have to go be a mom and, you know, all that stuff. And,
all that jazz.
I'm almost, come on, baby. Okay, I'll stop. couldn't help
all
myself.
That jazz. Sorry.
Liz and I will be at this Sunshine Room.
At the dinner
theater.
The dinner theater doing Chicago.
Yes. Oh, boy, that would be interesting. But coming up in the weeks to come, we're going to have, you know, hopefully I'm going to have my buddy Corey on and his brother Tyler with their
cool.
book called I Am Love. And I really, there's this a couple other people that I would love to have on and that I met this weekend. And you're going to an expo. Is it this weekend or next weekend?
No, I'm actually in the expo.
Oh, you're in the expo. That's right.
Yeah, I'm actually doing an expo. Yeah, I'll give a little plug. I'm doing an expo this Saturday out at Earthway Farms. It is the I'm just bringing it up here. It is a Festival of Angels and Light. It's this Saturday between 10 and 5. We're going to have a whole bunch of vendors there, great readers, animal communicators, card readers, all kinds of stuff. I will be there doing readings and cards and intuitive, and then I'll be doing 10-minute Reiki sessions, and I will have some of my energy healing jewelry there. So it'll be a good time. It's a little intimate one. It's they seeked me out, so I was like, wow, thank you. They really, really wanted me to be there, so I was like, I'm truly honored. So, and it's out in South Haven, which is, if you're familiar with that area, it's kind of around the Buffalo Monticello area in Minnesota.
In Minnesota.
There'll also be some talks. There'll be some a couple classes and some talks and stuff. So, yeah, and it's out at Earthway Farms this Saturday, South Haven, 10 to 5.
Great. Call on. We got to call and hold. Let me see if they want to chat or if they're just listening. Oh, they hung up again. They keep hanging up. I don't think they want to talk.
Stop
I think
that.
They just listen.
Okay.
So, but anyway, but, you know, it's that time of night where Liza and I turn into pumpkins. And we fall
well,
asleep.
You turned into a pumpkin.
I don't know. I don't. Well, it was a pretty pumpkin. It has a tiara.
I turn into a big blob of flesh, and I go and hibernate in my bed.
I turn into a beautiful pumpkin with a tiara.
A beautiful butterfly.
Yes. Thank you, William, for calling
thank
in.
You, William,
it was great, and you know, Liza and I look forward to receiving our travel mugs. Just saying, no pressure. And
yes, my signature color is red, by the way. Red.
My signature color.
My
is
signature
pink,
color.
Pink, and pink. And thank you. You got it.
I love that movie.
I know, me too.
My signature color.
Signature color. And thanks to everyone who's in our chat room. I can leave the chat room open if y'all want to talk. But I think you're just listening, and that's cool. Join us again. Next week is Super Bowl Sunday. So I don't know if we've decided if we're going to pre-record our show or go live. But we will. You'll find out one way or another. You'll see.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we are going to continue the conversation of our children, of, you know, exactly what is a crystal child.
Right. I think we'll do Aqua and Crystal Kids next week.
I think that's a perfect combo. That's perfect. Yeah. So if your child is an Aqua or a Crystal child, please join us and listen to the next our next segment of the series that I think we're ending up doing. Because I feel like
if you
we're
don't
drawn
know
we're
what an, right. If you don't know what an Aqua or a Crystal child is, please still tune in because you never know. Your child could be one of those.
Right. Exactly. we have a call online. Let me just see if they would like to chat and then we're gonna close out. Hold on a sec.
Okay.
Hey there, you're on with Liza and Missy.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, can we help you?
Wow. I didn't know I was gonna get picked. Okay, my name is Stan.
Hey, Stan.
Hi, Stan.
We're good.
I just tuned in.
Welcome. We were talking about crystal children and children who are gifted as far as, you know, being clairvoyant and that and all the different gifts that we have.
Okay.
So,
I have a 21-month-old son sitting in my lap right now.
Fantastic.
He's pretty sharp.
Yeah.
Watch
him, because I think he's a little gifted.
Yeah, he is really a quick study.
Is he?
Picks up pretty quick.
Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful.
Well, is there... I haven't even listened long enough to know what y'all are doing, and I'm not familiar with your show, but could I get a reading, or how does this?
We're not going to do readings tonight. Tonight's topic is, you know, crystal children, indigo children, super kids. But if you come back on February 21st, we're going to do some readings on that day. So.
Oh, okay.
But please continue to listen because we have a lot of information and hopefully it can apply to your everyday life.
Yeah, okay. I'll stay right here and you can just mute me and see where we're
going. Okay, Boo, we said hi.
Okay, thank you.
Awesome. We have another call on hold. This one's from Jersey because I know that area code. Hold on a second.
Jersey.
Hey, you're on with Missy and Liza.
Hello.
Hi, Missy. Hi, Liza. Everybody loves Jersey.
Honey, you are a mile from me, I think. I don't know where you are. Who are we talking with?
This is Jackie.
Hey, Jackie. How are you?
I missed the information. I'm better.
Good.
Because I believe that I have a special child.
Beautiful.
My special child is going through many changes right now. Because he's had to adapt to so many different changes in a short period of time.
Yeah.
And how does
he handle that?
He goes within. He tries to hide what's going on. He self-destructs at times right before it's critical. Like, he'll be doing well, even in school, and then right before the market period, something crazy happens. And
Jackie, what do you do? Right, and what do you do to encourage him or to help him?
Well, I mean, I've been an advocate for him and an ally, and I tried to be a support. But at one point, he started to fight me, and he was becoming very rebellious. I'm talking about a 17-year-old child who mm-hmm. was a very good child and very cooperative at one point. And all of a sudden, he just became someone different. So I've tried to surround him with as many positive influence and support as I possibly can, you know, but I know that then it became a struggle because he was getting it from his mother.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's been a challenge. I'm trying to, you know, I'm trying to steer him in a different direction right now. I mean, he loves sports and everything like that, but I'm trying to steer him into using, you know, his more creative prowess, which he doesn't, you know, he doesn't show any interest in it, but I'm just trying to pose him with other options and considerations.
Well, that's good. I mean, it's good to have the options, you know, but if you put, you know, like anything, if you push too hard, they're going to rebel because they're children
yep.
and that's what they do. So, but, you know, but the fact that you're listening
mm-hmm.
and the fact that you're listening and the fact that you're being supportive and the fact that you're giving him different avenues he can take is really, really important. But also mm-hmm. just sitting and listening is half the battle, I think.
Right.
Eliza, would you agree?
Yeah. Just listen to him and, you know, make your own notes. Take your own notes, journal some of the experiences that you see on your end. And if mm-hmm. just listen to him and if he's having a bad day, just be present. Don't be on your phone. Don't be texting. Don't be looking at some app on your phone or Twitter or Facebook. Concentrate and just, like, listen to him. Like, ask him how his day was. How is he doing? You know, what's going on in his world? You know, even if he says nothing and it doesn't mean anything, say, yes, it means something to me. It's important to me that I hear what's going on in your daily life. And just be there and just mm-hmm. listen to him. Let him verbalize what he needs to verbalize.
Okay.
What, you know, I think kids that are, I think kids who get destructive and get, I want to say, sad or depressed, you know, I think we go mm-hmm. through the ebbs and flows of life, obviously. We all experience it. For me, it's depression. But now that I'm acknowledging my gifts, now that I practice my gifts daily, now that I meditate mm-hmm. daily. Jackie, does he meditate?
I see him when he's playing his game. Like, I could tell that he's, like, in a far place. He doesn't want to be bothered.
But that's okay. That's okay. I'm wondering mm-hmm. if he would welcome some type of meditation. Are there other kids that he knows that are like him that you
no,
would know of?
I don't
of?
Think so.
You don't,
I don't
think so?
I don't think so.
Mm-mm. Do you think?
I think his peers have pretty much stifled him and have pushed him to be other than himself. And,
right.
and he's
and,
had
right.
great conflicts with him. And
that's
he'll always
that's,
take the short end of the stick. And he's been
yeah.
very loyal and very closed about it. There was some serious bullying and some very dangerous situations that occurred. And, you know, we
mm-hmm.
found out after the fact. And he was never the one to tell us. But
he was
he
afraid.
Stood his ground. He stood his ground. But I know that there's a lot of external pressures coming against him. And I'm just trying to let him know that, you know, he can't hide stuff from us and he has to let us know because we'll do everything possible to protect him.
Mm,
but,
that's
you know, his peer group knows that we'll do anything to protect him and they also use that against him. So he has to change when he's in the presence of his peers. And, I mean, as a parent,
mm-hmm.
I really wish that I could have provided a different environment for him to go through high school, but unfortunately, due to financial constraints, I couldn't, and it hurts me tremendously to know that my kid had to go through this. But
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm still trying to encourage him that on the other side of, you know, a couple of months out of graduating, once he graduates, he's out of there, and we're moving forward. But I'm just trying to keep him encouraged because he's had great disappointments.
Oh, I bet. Is he a senior?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, it's never easy with kids. And, you know, with boys, they're not always going to, I don't know, Liza, let me know if this is true with what you've experienced. With boys, sometimes they don't want to let you know, which mm-hmm. it sounds like what your son, what he's experiencing. You know, and it's something to definitely investigate. And, mm-hmm. you know, and if after, because we have to wrap up our show, but after the show's over, if you need to further discuss this, you can completely contact, you know, me or Liza. I mean, I'm local, so, and I'd be willing to work with you on this because it's important.
Your information is in the chat.
I can give you that, and it's also on our website, and I'll put that in the chat room.
Okay.
I'll put that in there, and you email me and or Liza, because we can do this together.
Okay. And I mean, he's going through a lot of changes. He has, even from this, the astrological standpoint. Mm-hmm. I mean, he has a 12th house that's loaded.
Mm.
And I'm trying to do all my homework just to even understand how that affects him. But there's certain times like clockwork, it just happens. And if I could just get him to listen and understand that I'm your biggest fan and your strongest ally, I'm not playing either. You
right.
understand? If he could just understand that, you know, put aside whatever else is running through your mind right now. You know, I'm in your corner regardless because I know what you had to face.
Perfect.
You know? But
you've got all the right answers, Jackie. You're definitely on the right path.
Right, definitely.
You know, but to reassure him that it's okay, and it's hard because
mm-hmm.
it sounds like the kids in his school are the block.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes any sense.
Absolutely.
With their, yeah. So, but unfortunately, we have to wrap up.
Right. Okay.
Jackie, I wish you had called earlier.
Yeah. Thank you for calling, Jackie.
Thank you so much for calling. And know that you're doing the right things, Jackie. You really,
okay.
I like your system. I like, you know, you're trying to get ahead of the curve by looking at, you know, astrologically looking at how he is going to be, knowing when that's happening. What happens when he has a full moon? What happens? You're on, it sounds like you're on top of it. Just know that
right.
if you just keep guiding him, he's going to come through the other side and he'll be okay. He's just, you know, he's going to struggle a little bit, but I think he'll be okay. But if you need us, you contact us, okay? I put the and we're on Facebook too.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
Jackie, thank you.
Yes, and I look forward to those shows coming up, definitely.
Thank you
Good.
So much.
Thank
so,
you.
And you just let us know how we can be of service.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. You have a great night. Jersey out.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, see, that's beautiful. She's doing all the right things.
That is beautiful.
And it's
yeah.
great. So, hey, we went real long tonight, peeps.
We did, yeah.
Yeah.
We went way over.
Yeah, we did. So, thank you, everyone. Who called in. Thanks to William. Thank you, Jackie, for your story and being so open with us. And thank you for everybody in the chat room. And know that this will continue. We will continue for next week. We will be looking at Aqua and Crystal Children. If you don't know, and if you want to look up what they are prior to our show, feel free. But we will be talking about exactly what to look for, how to help, and how to guide your kids. Or children, or your cat,
yes.
or your dog, or whatever. and on that note,
on
Liza,
that note,
I will
yes.
talk to you later. Everyone,
talk
thank
to you.
You
later.
All right, Jay. Everyone, thanks for joining in, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Have a great
mm-hmm.
night.
Mm-hmm.
All right, have a great night, everybody. Peace out. Thank you.
You've been listening to Sixth Sense Sisters on Blog Talk Radio. Join us here every Sunday night at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, where we talk about things all metaphysical all the time. Have a great week, everyone. Talk to you soon.